Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to continue with the reminiscence of Christopher Robinson about early Chelan Valley history. He said, "My wife, Ellen, and our two sons came up to Chelan Landing on the City of Ellensburg boat on the day of Cleveland's first election to the presidency, November 1888. I had been to the river to meet the boat, but when it had not got up by 3 o'clock, I came back. The boat came in shortly after I had gone. There was no one there to meet my family. The boat's engineer wrote a message and got Crooked Mouth Bob, an Indian, to take it up to me, so I went down to meet the boat again. In the meantime, the boat people told Mrs. Robinson the Indians were friendly and would not harm them in any way, though perhaps some clutchman would like to try on her hat, or something like that. The ferryman came and talked a while, but soon came a passenger to cross the river. The passenger was Frank Newbolts, who found that Mrs. Robinson had no way to get to Lake Chelan. He wanted her to ride his horse up, but she would not do so. She told him to go on and notify me. Presently, the ferryman came back and said that he saw a team come out of the canyon on the road from Chelan. He said it was Smith's team, and Mrs. Robinson asked how he knew it was Smith's team when it was so far off. He replied that Ben Smith had the only team in the country. Captain and Mrs. Johnson had moved into their new home and announced a Christmas dance. The rooms of their home were beautifully decorated in freshly sawed ponderosa pine. The guests were all the elite. The music was furnished by a string band. The elite included 10 ladies, 9 married, and 1 not. Then we had to give another dance at the Lakeside Hotel on New Year's night with about the same select company, and that included everybody. A.F. Nichols had come into Lake Chelan sometime in December. Then on New Year's Day, 1889, we were exploring the Chelan River in the sunshine on the north bank, and we found a spider weaving his web, surely evidence of a fine climate. We had been talking about a bridge across the Chelan River. Captain Johnson and L.H. Wooden journeyed to the county seat at Conconully to a meeting of the county commissioners. They made an appropriation of $1,800. And this is Don Lloyd, and we'll continue next time.